Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow at 10:26, Pretoria 9:28, and Mbombela 12:31.
On the roads in Benrose, that accident on the M2 East near the Reuven Road exit causing very slow moving traffic in the area, and the collision in Sunning Hill still causing disruption on the N1 North at the Buccleuch interchange.
Madrid is the center of the sporting universe today, with Real to take on Bayern Munich in the Champions League semi-finals, and hometown favorites Carlos Alcaraz and Rafa Nadal take to the court at the Madrid Open.
Former President Thabo Mbeki insists the real start of load shedding was in 2014 and not 2008. He blames the first round of national power cuts in 2008 on Eskom's management at the time, saying they failed to heed internal warnings of low coal stocks.
The first national load shedding took place late in 2014 and persisted until August 2015, largely oscillating between stages 1 and 2. This means that there was no load shedding for at least 6 years after the 2008 incident. The question is, what happened to end this happy situation?
He addressed media at the launch of the Freedom Park Dialogue in Swane this afternoon, where he reflected on the last 30 years of the country's democracy. Meanwhile, the newly elected mayor of the Ekurhuleni Metro, Nkosindiphile Qhagatsa, says the city's budget needs to benefit all those living in the metro.
We need to design our budget to meet the needs of our people, especially in townships, while striking the balance with suburbia.
He delivered his State of the City address just 2 weeks being in office and vowed to fast-track service delivery, job creation and investment. And despite the Department of Water and Sanitation's assurance that the closing of the Lesotho Highlands water tunnel will not have an impact on domestic water supply, the Deputy President wants to be safe rather than sorry. At the Africa United Business Confederation dialogue in Sandton today, Paul Mashatile said he will meet with Rand Water to discuss alternative water supply in case of an emergency.
So as the tunnel gets closed for repairs, we will look at channeling water to the Vaal River system through Sterkfontein Dam and other dams that are available at the moment, so that we don't get to shortages of water in Gauteng.
And in the Democratic Republic of Congo, today is the deadline for the completion of phase one of the MONUSCO peacekeeping mission's withdrawal from the country. Provincial authorities say peacekeepers have so far left 4 of the dozen bases in the violence-drenched South Kivu province. According to AFP, these bases handed over to the police in the violence-drenched province are deserted now. Power equipment has been stolen, electricity and water is non-existing, and there's no fuel for missions. And police also say at these bases they have to beg around for food. And finally, South African award-winning actress Tuso Mbedu and comedian, actor and filmmaker Kagiso Lediga have been cast in Disney's Mufasa The Lion King. It's a prequel to the 2019 remake of The Lion King. I'm Marlene Fouché with Nies. Oud-president Thabo Mbeki sê beurtkrag het 29/8 begin, soos wat baie Suid-Afrikaners dink nie.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
With the wilt of the rose.